All right, Jack.
Hello, how are you?
Yes, I'm very good.
Thanks.
You've joined us off of Comedy, where you're doing stand-up here at the Fringe.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Yeah, really good. It's been fun. I've had like 5 shows in a really hot but nice room.
Yeah.
With lots of people coming along to see it. It's been very enjoyable.
The venues are generally really hot, aren't
they? Yeah, like mine's above a kitchen, so you get like the odd waft of like hot fish just midway through a set.
That's just me.
Don't get us started on hot fish, honestly.
Right, seriously, something has happened with you and fish today. What's happened?
We went to an Italian cafe pizza place for lunch, but me and Becky decided we'd go for the healthy option, which was salmon with potato wedges. However, they brought the salmon on a stone that was uncooked, that
was
sizzling, and we had to kind of cook the salmon ourselves on the table.
But
that sounds quite exotic.
Spitting
hot fish bags. That's just lazy, isn't it? You lay the table as well.
Exactly. Which means it's just spat fish at us for the half an hour. So we smell a fish.
Chappers had to protect himself with Tom Deacon off a switch.
Did he?
Yeah, because he had to pick up...
Why was he there?
No, not actual Tom Deacon. It was his face that happened to be on the Edinburgh Fringe magazine that we were using to shield ourselves from this fat.
Knew it'd be useful for something.
Yeah. That sounds like an event for lunch.
So now, if you can smell fish, Jack, that's probably us. Nothing else.
No, you don't. You don't generally.
Wow.
You don't generally need more.
That's a good opening gambit.
Scott taught me everything I know.
If you smell fish, it's me.
No, you don't generally need more than a t-shirt in these venues. You can wear that whatever the weather, really. So you on tonight?
Yeah. 7:15.
Okay. Where?
At the Pleasance Courtyard. At 7:15,
like
that's the best plug ever. Thank you so much.
Right.
I didn't have to do it like crowbar it in.
Yeah, no, it's fine because I just blatantly asked you. It's fine.
Yeah.
Have you got any other recommendations of stuff to see? Have you seen anything good?
Yeah, I saw Nick Mohammed. He's got a show which is all about the moon landings, which is amazing. It's really just go and see that. Mm. And my friend's doing a play called Re, so you should go and see that as well because it's very good. It's his birthday today as well, so he's going to be very happy now that I've plugged his play. Although they're not really sold. It very well, there's so much great stuff. Johnny Sweet, that's another brilliant show to go.
So you've seen quite a lot.
I've seen quite a lot. Yeah, I really like going and watching. And I've never heckled. My mum once heckled another act when I was on. She'd come to see me, and the headliner went on, and she thought it was a bit offensive, so heckled. And
what did she say? Was it rude?
It was rude. It was an expletive,
like,
which doesn't if you're swearing at someone for being too rude, it doesn't really work. It's not how... She didn't really get that. She's an angry woman, though.
Because there's loads of kind of different areas, aren't there? What's that big upside-down cow thing?
That's the E4 udder belly, which is... Yeah, it's bizarre. There's no explanation for why it's an upside down cow. There's no link between cows and the other. There's nothing. There's nothing
purple,
to do with cows.
It's purple. Which I suppose is the colour of E4.
Yeah.
But that's the only thing that would.
But not the colour of cows.
No, yeah.
That's true.
And it always has, like, every time I've been up there, there's always been, like, one really good comedian. And then there'll always be one act, which is just, like, 15, like, mentals playing with drums and bins and stuff, like, throwing bins at each other. Just weird stuff that makes a nice noise. But essentially, it's, like, just mentals with props that they're throwing to make noise.
What's the most random thing that's happened to you while you've been here? Or the most weird thing
you've
seen.
I had a woman on the first night here. She got up about 40 minutes into, and it was the first show I'd ever done. She got up and walked out. I was like, oh my God, she didn't like it. I'm really upset. Mm. Walked outside and she ran up to me and she was like, don't worry, it was really good. I just needed a poo. A 20-minute poo. Didn't even come back in.
20 minutes,
which made me doubt that she actually needed a poo.
Yes, I think that's just an excuse.
But to come up to me and tell her, tell me.
Thanks for the detail.
Yeah,
very nice. Listen, thank you for coming in today. Tell us where your show is again.
My show, 7:15 Pleasance Courtyard.
Okay, and what's in it?
What's in it?
Jokes.
Jokes, and hopefully no one walking out to go and...
And a woman with a poo.
No muffy protests. Because they leave.
Thank you very much, Jack.
Thank you.
It's Radio 1, this is Wale.